Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
who report where you believe. Devil is going to always show you God ain't on your side. So whatever he say, you say the opposite. When the devil say you can't, you say you will. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. And know that whatever you're facing today, God is bigger than that. Hallelujah. And that's part of what we're talking about. You have to maintain that perspective that God is bigger than that. Well, as Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. I'm bigger than that. So doesn't matter what the enemy try to throw this way, we are bigger than that. Amen. The scripture I'd like to read is our foundational scripture coming from Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day. We're thanking you, Father God, for our pastor and for those that called in and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we're just thankful for your word today, Father God, and we're praying that our pastor, our teacher, will continue to be led by the Spirit of God as he teaches this lesson, Father God, and then help us to have an open heart that we can receive it, Father God. And Lord, bless all those who ask us to keep them in prayer, Father God. You know what's going on around the world, Father God, but we know that you're bigger than any negativity to try to come our way.
Yes,
Father God, help
us
to stand on your word, Father God, and trust you as the scriptures in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So Father God, help us to stand on this word, Father God. Be with all those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. Be with those who are bereaved, comfort their hearts, Father God, and be with the sick and the shut in, Father God. May they stand on the word and know that by your stripes we're healed, Father God. So Lord, we just thanking you, and right now we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to the word as you use our pastor as he teaches the word today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bear. We're talking today about maintaining a proper perspective and the Word of God, the final authority. So we'll look at a couple of things before we really get into this and make sure everybody's on the same page. When we talk about maintaining a proper perspective, you want to continue, if you will, to believe, or when I say believe, we're talking about the Word of God. For those that may not know this, let me go ahead on and make this clear as well, because we were talking about the difference between knowing and believing. So you want to always believe, brother, sister. And we've been talking a little bit about knowing. We've been talking a little bit about believing. Is it possible to know something but don't and not believe it? And we said yes. What comes first, belief or a knowing or knowledge? And what is the biblical principle here? And we talked a little bit about that. And we define what this is all about. So just let me get right to the point. It's truth, knowledge, and belief. I'm going to keep saying that. Truth, knowledge, and belief. Without believing, as far as the Word of God concerned, now I'm talking about biblical principles. That's why I'm talking about maintaining. But what are you maintaining? What are you maintaining? What are you doing? And you made that decision that this is the way it's going to be done. What are you doing? Are you maintaining your faith? Are you maintaining your belief in the things you say? For instance, we talked about maintaining a proper perspective. So let's kind of dig into that right quick. Because when you take scriptures like, what's that, Mark 11:23-24, last pastor, if she'll go and read that for us, because you have to know that God has given you all this power to do different things, but you have to maintain the right perspective. Because you come to know something, you don't abuse that power. You don't misuse that. It's important to know that whatever you say and not doubt but believe what you say is going to come to pass. You're going to have whatsoever you say. So you're just not praying a myth. You find that yet, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Mark 11:23-24 from the King James. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said it shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saideth. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Okay, so what you have to do is you have to maintain that. And how you go about maintaining that, by preserving that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's just another way that you maintain whatever it is. If it's something you speak in, into existence, and we may cover a couple of things, but it's important that you preserve that, you conserve that, you save that. That's real important. And you have to defend that vigorously. You have to find a way to safeguard it, whatever it is. Now, I'm telling you this, because I'm going to say something in a moment, and this is all going to come to fruition. But if you don't have this protection, or this is not guarded, it's not being maintained, then you won't understand why it's so important to have the right perspective, because that's what you really are maintaining, is your viewpoint. See, because when you talk about perspective, you know, you're talking about, for a better way of saying it, when you talk about perspective, you're talking about the things that you're standing on, your outlook of it, how God has blessed you to see that. Maybe you see it a different way than somebody else. And yes, it become an opinion. It become a view. It become what God have opened up to your mind. Point of view as far as how you conceive that. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's real important. And the other reason it's so important, and this is vital stuff, brothers and sisters, when you speak in the Word of God, you have to maintain it. And it's not your viewpoint, it's God's viewpoint.
Amen.
It's God's viewpoint. It's not yours. It's not mine. It's God's viewpoint. So, therefore, we have to live by the Word of God. So when we're talking our viewpoint, or our perspective has to do with the Word of God. Like, for instance, salvation. When I talk salvation, because that's usually a good subject, I don't have my viewpoint. Some folks say, oh, you got to go to church. You got to go into a building to be saved. I don't think that's the right perspective. And even though you can have yours, but the scripture doesn't teach that you have to go into a building. The scripture doesn't teach that you have to preach your right hand. The word of God doesn't teach that. That's man's teaching. That's his viewpoint on it. But salvation is the work of God. I'm sure I can get an amen on that one.
Amen.
Salvation is the work of God by which he save men from the eternal doom or damnation. And that should be your perspective. That should be your viewpoint. That is per the Word of God. So read John 3, Pastor. Matter of fact, read St. John 3 and read through to 7. This came from Jesus, our Lord. This didn't come from no Sunday school book. This didn't come from some religion. This came from Jesus. This should be your viewpoint. And when I say that, I really mean your focus point as well. That this becomes your perspective. That Jesus said you can do it this way. He said lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Have nothing to do with my hand. That's what Jesus said to do. So that's my perspective. So you want to question and say, oh, well, do you believe it? It doesn't matter if I believe it. That's my perspective. That's what I'm acting on. That's what I'm operating on. And, I mean, I got plenty of witnesses on here to tell you that that became their viewpoint, their perspective, and it was all predicated on the Word of God. So when it comes to salvation, amen. Read that for us, Pastor.
Amen. Okay, St. John 3, verses 3 through 7 from the King James. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen.
Amen. See, that's not my truth. That's the word of God. That's what I'm maintaining. I'm maintaining that that's the word of God. And I'm not finna get off of that to please the flesh. I'm not finna get off of that because you came up with all these questions, because this new birth is spiritual. It's a spiritual birth. Can't see it with the natural. Stop trying to see it in the physical. You won't see it like that. That's what Jesus telling Nicodemus. It's spiritual. And it is just as much real as your natural birth. And I'm here to testify to that one. It's just as much real as your natural birth. So the only way to become a Christian is to be born again. Your spirit have to be renewed. See, you got to, and then when you're thinking about this, especially the word salvation, the Hebrew word and the Greek word implies that the idea of deliverance, see, or safety, preservation, if you will, healing, soundness, unity, receiving Christ as your Savior. The person is lost and has no assurance of deliverance. And I don't care what he know. And he could, you know, etc. But here's the thing. You don't get salvation by being a good person. You don't get salvation by paying tithes. But see, man will tell you that stuff. But remember, brothers and sisters, the right perspective is important, because, see, that's what you believe. Are you believing the right thing? It's easy to believe the wrong stuff. Very easy. It's easy to believe that you can exalt your kingdom above God's kingdom. That's easy. It's easy to believe that that what you're doing is great. I mean, people just have this different perspective. So it's important to have the right perspective. See, and when it comes to believing, when it comes to the things of God, brothers and sisters, I honestly believe what the Word of God says. I have no reason to doubt. So I make the word of God the final authority. I'm not trying to argue with anybody or debate. The word says what it says. I like a scripture that jumps out to me. And this becomes part of my, that I'm maintaining. And that would be the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter and the 42nd verse. Well, 41st. Well, you know, 41 and 42. But if you have the Gospel of St. John 4:41-4:42 in the Messenger Bible, if you have that, Pastor, I'd like for you to read it. In the 41st verse says, and many more believe because of his own word. And the 42nd verse says, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because our thing, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, he knew all about the things I did. He knows me inside and out. They asked him to stay on. So Jesus stayed 2 days. A lot more people entrusted their lives to him when they heard what he had to say. They said to the woman, we're no longer taking this on your side, on your say-so, I'm sorry. We heard it for ourselves and know it for sure. He's the Savior of the world. Amen. Let me read that one more time. They said to the woman, we're no longer taking this on your say-so. We've heard it for ourselves and know it for sure. He's the Savior of the world. Amen.
Amen. That's what he is. He is the Savior of the world.
Amen. Well,
when I think about people understanding salvation, it's about believing in it. Now, there again, how you going to believe something if don't nobody show you, don't nobody teach you? Once somebody teach you, of course you can believe. That's just one perspective, you know?
Yeah.
When I think when it comes to the riches in glory, for instance, when I think about that scripture, when I think about that scripture, I see it different than a lot of people, because I see that spiritual, but a lot of people apply that to the things in this world and have nothing to do with that because it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The riches that's in Christ Jesus, spiritual. Oh, yeah, well, I know my Father, he can do this because it's according to his riches in glory. He's talking spiritual, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. But then we refer to something physical, and he's not talking about physical.
Man.
We can read it. I'll show you. You remember over there in Philippians 4:19? Grab that, Pastor. Philippians 4:19. I want y'all to know this. These are not my words, but this, if I hold on this, is what the Word of God said, not me. Now I hear what man say, but what are you going to hold to? Philippians 4:19 says this. And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. And 4:19 from the Message Bible. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Our God and Father abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
But so many people, they use that for the flesh. Well, you know, I need my rent paid. And then they said, well, God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's spiritual. He's talking about when we get, when you have your eternal life, everything you need, it will be, the supply will be there. So you have to be careful, brother. So I'm just, the point I'm making is this. So let me be clear. The point I'm making is about perspective, maintaining that perspective. Begin to identify with your perspective, which you have made the Word of God the final authority. So if when it comes to a church, my perspective of a church is not a physical building. I would never, ever see the church as a physical building. I'll never see it like that. Because I know now. I know the truth. So therefore, I can believe, since I have that knowledge, I know you don't go to church, you be the church. Well, that's my perspective. But where I get that from is right out the word of God. 1 Corinthians 6, know ye not, you are the building. You are the temple. You are the tabernacle. You are not brick mortar. That's not true. But that's the man perspective. Now, I could go through the whole history and tell you how he got there, but that's not important. What's important right now is you have to start maintaining a proper perspective, and that is the truth that you know. Just like I'll tell people in a minute. Now, God wants you to prosper, your soul to prosper. That's your mind. And he wants you to be in good health. God, what do you think? Well, the reason I can tell you that, because my perspective of the word of God, not because somebody done said that, no. But I'm basing it on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So some people see that out of a different eye than truth. Okay, we're at that point now where you have something to say. We got two people here that come unidentified. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I can barely hear you coming through the radio. Can you kind of shout to see if you're coming through?
Okay, am I coming through?
Can you just shout, hey?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello?
No. Try louder. You're still low.
Okay. Well, what is it that you talk to me?
I could barely hear you there. I talk to you?
Okay. Well, I don't think I can turn it up any higher. Anyone else have any other comment?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to read. I hope he can hear us. I wanted to read John 3 through from the New Living Translation. And so reading from the New Living Translation. It said, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. Amen, amen. So I just bring that out, that this is spiritual. Amen.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm sorry that young man couldn't hear us.
Yeah.
I was able to speak, so maybe on next time. But meanwhile, tomorrow's Thankful Thursday. Ask Renee to get ready to start us off for tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. I'm looking forward to hearing from Evangelist Renee. And
amen.
on Thankful Thursday. If it's nothing but a word of prayer, if it's nothing but a scripture, whatever the Lord put in your, we're going to be looking
all
forward
right.
to that. And
yeah.
And meanwhile, everybody else will see you on tomorrow for the word at